Well, good afternoon, Monday morning coffee with Josh crew. You may be wondering why I'm sitting here sipping a large Starbucks or venti brew at what looks to be roughly 3:05, I rounded up, 3:04 p.m. Well, I am working mornings right now for the next couple weeks, and so I will be doing an afternoon show live with you each Monday after I get home from work, because I, in real life, train people and work with people every day. So that is that. Well, I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend, enjoyed some quite big swells of water that lapped over roads and caused some places to have epic amounts of snow. Now, for me, we just got it all wet up here, and that's about it. But today, I want to get all sophisticated with you and talk about three truths that I have kind of noticed over the years as I've read things and watched people, and just came up with these all on my own because I'm that smart. No. These could be completely wrong. I don't think they are, but they could be. Here are the three truths, and they have to do with your success in life and, more importantly, in fitness. Well, not really more importantly, because life is more important than fitness, since fitness is contained within life. Getting deep. So the first thing is that I have listed on here is why sticking to the basic has always and will always lead to success. Now, in this life of busy and always trying to be the best, where there will always be somebody better than you, and there will always be somebody not as good as you, whatever you choose to do. But at the end of the day, mastering the basics, and day in and day out, doing the basics will lead to success. It's not sexy, but we like constant progression, right? We're always striving for that. And that's the way to go about it, is to stick to those truths. What are some of those truths? Well, working hard, showing up, being a good person, treating people like humans, stuff like that. Now, of course, then we go to our next truth. So the first thing to be successful, whether it's in weight loss, fitness, or your job, or your life, is stick with the basic information. Why has it never changed over centuries? Because it's just not that sexy. Success isn't that sexy. It's hard work. And mastering the basics, that's why my sensei said, master the basics, young Josh. And I said, screw that. I'm going to go play some football because this is boring and seems like it's going to take a long time to get good at. It's another story. But the next one on there is know that we will always pick the easiest path. Now, always is a hard word. And it's relative. But for the most part, we are going to choose the path of least resistance. Look at nature. Where does water flow? It doesn't flow over a hill and then down a hill into a pond. It doesn't rain up. It rains down. It follows gravity. It follows the path of least resistance. And movement dysfunction. What happens? Well, we ask it to move. Our body goes, I'm going to get there the easiest way I know how, and it looks like this, for right or wrong. We're always, for the most part, again, that's a really backstepping there, are going to go to the path of least resistance, and that doesn't always lead to the best choice. So the idea of working hard from before in the path of least resistance, if I go with the easiest path of which I've always known, it's not always going to produce me great results. It's going to be the easiest because I don't have to think or work towards it, but it's not always the best choice. I could work really hard at something, but it not actually be the right choice. It may be the easy choice. And so when we're doing things, sometimes the hard choice or the hard thing that's uncomfortable is actually the right thing. And know that we are going to go to what is easiest, whether that's thinking about things. We don't like to necessarily think about hard things because it's hard on the brain. It's fatiguing. We like habits. We go back to our habits. Why? Because we don't have to think about it. It takes no willpower or energy. So know that sometimes we have to veer off to become successful. We need to push the boundaries and work a little harder and do the hard thing that doesn't come comfortably to us. Because a lot of times that's where the most joy and happiness and success will happen. This isn't comfortable for me every week to just talk and then put myself out there for positive or negative. And that's true for all of us in different circumstances. We got to do what's uncomfortable sometimes to be successful. And when it comes to nutrition, the person that says, well, I'm not losing any weight, but they haven't changed their diet, and they say, I need to work harder. Well, good, you're working harder, but you're picking the easy path. The easy path is to work harder physically. The harder, more beneficial path is, hey, let's look at the cause of that problem, my stress in my life, my routines, my habits, what I'm eating. That is harder, but that will lead to greater success. Lastly, the point I have is we are not rational. We like to think we are, but we're not. In a book, I can't necessarily say it was good. It was in depth, called Thinking Fast, Thinking Slow. The writer, I can't remember his name. He's a pretty well-known guy, I guess, if I knew who he was, talks about the elephant and the rider. The elephant is the emotional brain. The rider is the rational brain. Why is one bigger than the other? Sometimes the rider can control the elephant, but most times the elephant is in control. We are emotional beings that don't think rationally. We wouldn't wonder why we're not getting results, even though we haven't changed our food. I eat healthy. I eat good. That can't be the reason. But I'm still the same place that I am now. That's not rational. That doesn't make any sense. If you're working harder and you're not getting results, but you're still at the same place, but you haven't changed the eating, wouldn't that necessarily be part of it that you should look into? We're not rational. We're emotional. We don't want to touch that. We're going to put that neatly away somewhere. So we can't touch that. We're not rational. We're irrational. And know that about yourself. And that's okay. We're like that. Okay, we're all a little messed up. It's cool, whatever. But just know that we're not always clear thinking, nor am I. These could all be fake, lies. I don't even know. Am I rational? No. I like to think I am. Probably not, because it is said we're not. And that is your three tips. Went a little longer today. Hope it was entertaining, learned something. Knowing that, essentially, master the basics. Take the hard path sometimes and know that we're not always rational. So hope you found that helpful. If you have any questions, comments, please leave them down below. And I will see you guys next week in the afternoon with the afternoon sunshine behind us with some daylight non-savings times. And look forward to it. Have a great week. Bye-bye.